Hayward and WBZH 910 AM W245CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Marina Roy. The largest healthcare worker strike in history is underway, with 75,000 Kaiser Permanente nurses, lab technicians, and other medical specialists on the picket lines across eight states, pushing for better pay.
The workers want yearly increases and more staffing after ranks were decimated during the pandemic. Carolyn Lucas represents those who are striking.
We want Kaiser executives to listen to frontline healthcare workers and bargain in good faith.
Kaiser says it is actively negotiating and that its emergency rooms remain open with contract workers. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Following the historic House vote to remove Kevin McCarthy as Speaker, House lawmakers are tasked with replacing him. Congressman Jim Jordan and Majority Leader Steve Scalise have formally announced a vote could come next week. President Biden says he's worried about the dysfunction and urged Congress to work together on funding. This is ABC News. A court appearance in Las Vegas for Dwayne Davis, the suspect in the nearly three-decade-old shooting death of rapper Tupac Shakur. But he was not formally arraigned because his attorney couldn't attend. The next court appearance is October 19th. The Austin City Limits Music Festival gets underway this weekend, and plans are in place to keep people safe.
Nearly 500,000 people are expected to make their way to Texas' capital city for the festival. And while overdoses have not been a major problem at ACL in the past, kits containing the opioid reversal medicine commonly known as Narcan will be handed out.
We will probably be at about 28 major music festivals across the country, passing out probably close to 30,000 individual kits.
Angela Travers Hayward is co-founder of the nonprofit called This Must Be the Place. 16 months ago, Austin declared overdose deaths a public health crisis. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
More emergency meetings in France to combat the growing bed bug problem in Paris. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Lake Air 1260 AM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. The bodies of two men were found in the St. Croix River on Tuesday. The St. Croix County Sheriff's Office said they were called yesterday morning about a fishing boat going in circles south of Hudson. A dive team found the body of one man just after noon, and another man's body was found later in the evening. Water in the area the bodies were found is 30 to 40 feet deep. The Sheriff's Office did not release any other information. A suspect in a bank robbery in Eau Claire has been arrested. 25-year-old Maxwell Lubick was arrested near Superior today. He's accused of taking cash from Wisconsin Credit Union on Eau Claire's west side Monday afternoon. He fled the bank on a bike, which was found on a trail south of Eau Claire. Anybody with any more information on the case is asked to call the Eau Claire Police Department. The FBI is helping with the investigation. The National Weather Service in the Twin Cities says that we'll have highs in the mid-60s today and tomorrow before things cool off going into the weekend. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again!
And a defense that just...
Down he goes!
Won't...
Intercepted, he's gone!
Stop!
Another turnover forced!
Join us Saturday. It's the Big Ten home opener against Rutgers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK 1260 AM, Lake Air Amory.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Ulbas Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
WallyDyna.com. That's GreatWallyDyna.com.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
This zombie apocalypse sucks, man. Damn it. It's the Matt McNeil Show. Matt Brett here today. Jeff Stein going to be joining us. Anita Gall's going to join us here in the 4 o'clock hour. She is with the group that's trying to redesign the state flag. So we're going to talk to her about the process and what that's all about. We're supposed to be in the zombie apocalypse right now. Are you feeling zombie-esque? Zombie-ish?
I'm kind of hungry, maybe for some flesh.
Well, I mean, but we're talking burgers, chicken, what?
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, maybe it was just that, yeah.
You know, because, I mean, I'm sorry, you know, if I'm a zombie and I'm walking down the street and I see some sweaty dude running and I see a Popeyes, come on, this isn't, they got biscuits at Popeyes, man. I mean, I might be hungry, but I'm not that hungry.
Why not kill two birds with one stone and get the people coming out of Popeyes?
Well, but you see, I don't want the people, I've got cash. Okay, just because I'm a zombie doesn't mean I am not civilized, for God's sakes.
Civilized zombie.
I mean, we have standards and stuff, don't we? In case you missed it, fun little side note of today. Today we're supposed to all become zombies because anti-vaxxers are insane. This actually, from Rolling Stone, published this. There's a zombie apocalypse activated by 5G towers on the way, wrote the QAnon influencer behind the Telegram channel called The Patriot Voice, otherwise known as The Idiot, who is followed by more than 50,000 people. More idiots. In a post shared at the end of September, the message cites a supposed military expert's claim that COVID-19 vaccines contain sealed pathogens, including E. coli bacteria and the viruses Marburg and Ebola, all of which will be released by a 15 gigahertz 5G frequency. I don't think that's how it works. You know, did you get your science from the movie Armageddon? I mean, because did you get that? Because it sounds like you got your science from the movie Armageddon. FEMA plans on doing a test of the EBS today. Did you get that test? Loud as all get-go.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was nice and loud. Yeah, yeah.
Did the studio go off? Because, I mean, Rose Radio Station was the EBS will go off.
Yeah, yeah. We had ours going, too. Yeah.
Yeah, it was the phones. It was everything. Sirens went off. It was a federal. They do one test a year as a federal test of the FEMA, of the emergency broadcast system. Basically, that's what you had. And these brain trusts came up with the idea. First of all, can I just tell you how mad I am at you knuckleheads? Because I'm not magnetized yet. Do you know how hard it is to find a pen at times? I was just waiting for, you know, you need me to sign something. Well, let me just grab up. Here we go. There's the pen. Right there on my head. Where are my keys? Here they are. You guys promised me magnetization. This was the beginning of my superhero story, and you have failed me, QAnon frauds. If you're going to promise me this stuff, now I'm supposed to be Zombie Man today. I don't know exactly what kind of superpowers that is. You know, eating, I guess.
You'd be magnetized, though.
Too. Magnetized zombies. Wait a second here. Now we might be onto something. Or on something. It's one of the two. It's a close narrative. They've already apparently put out a post saying, because we mentioned this, we scared them off from doing it. How insane do you have to be? I mean, this is like not a good Bond villain. This is like a really bad Bond villain. Where you come up with this plan that's going to happen, but I stopped it because my 50,000-person Telegram channel broadcasts the truth in a planet of, what, 8 billion people? You guys are idiots. You guys are just plain idiots.
That's like the guys who always make those predictions. The world is going to end on this date. Then when it doesn't happen, well, my calculation was wrong, but the next time... I haven't dialed down. This is when it's going to end.
Well, and I, you know, does that really get you, you know, some sex? I mean, I have to ask it because that's got to be what it is. You know, it's I hate. I mean, it's got to be something so plain and banal. It's just like the world's going to end. Who's going out with me? You know, that sort of thing. I mean, does it really work as a, you know, pickup line?
Oh, so you think they're kind of a dating service?
I think it is when it's the world upon. I think the zombie thing's too stupid. That's QAnon. But I mean, these guys with the cults were like, oh no, the world's going to end. Who wants to be part of my harem? Okay. And yet they do. I'm guessing that's what happens. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I was off by 3 weeks. So I guess we have to keep the harem going. Yeah, well, whatever floats your boat, man. I mean, I don't judge, you know, grab a bucket of oil and into the pit you go. Have fun in the grotto. But stop it. Stop it. Especially if you're promising us cool things like laser vision or something like that. Come on, man. You can't float that out there and act like all of a sudden you're going to take it back. I mean, this is my X-Man story, isn't it? Yeah.
Whenever they have side effects from whatever medical things are out there, they're never good side effects. They're always, bad things. They're not like, you're going to get x-ray vision.
It's not like my fourth fingernail is just basically all of a sudden 5 feet long. And it's like, wow, that's weird. No, it's never that. It's, you know, look at me, I'm strong. You know, One Punch Man, hello. So, worst zombie apocalypse ever. I'll get Jeff Stein's take on that here in a little bit.
Oh, I'm sure he has a lot of thoughts on zombies. He strikes me as being a big zombie.
Oh, guy. Yeah. You know, he's Johnny Q. Jeez, I can't say that.
Johnny Q.
I can't say that. He's not QAnon. But, 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. Before we get to him, let me talk on some local politics. Now, first of all, obviously, it's a mess in Washington, D.C., and so now the question is, who's going to become the new Speaker of the House? And shockingly, Jim Jordan, Steve Scalise, and it sounds like Tom Emmer have all put their names in. Why? I don't know. But the problem with McCarthy was this. You have such a slim majority. When you get into a leadership position, you can't do what Republicans think that you can do, which is, we're going to force them to do what we want. You can't. You're just not going to be able to. And as a matter of fact, all you do is end up creating a lot of excitement for the other side of the aisle with your belligerence, for lack of a better way to say it. And there seems to be this mentality. There's like 40 to 50 Republicans right now in the U.S. House who feel as if they can basically force the Senate and the president to do their will, that they are willing to hurt the American people as much as they can to do it. And they, by the way, and it will not happen. They think they're going to get to a point where Joe Biden's going to come down to the House and, come on, guys, I beg you, let me get us back to work. What are you guys, whatever you want? You want to cut the entire education department? Fine, we'll do that. No, he's not going to do that. As a matter of fact, he's going to look at this as a political opportunity of all time. I mean, this is you're going to end up creating a 1930-1932 scenario. And if you look back on the history there, 1928, Hoover's elected. Immediately, the stock market crashes in October of 29. He basically, everything they try to do is just makes everything worse. It sets up a massive win. I think it was 100 seats were picked up by, I mean, the Republicans controlled everything at that point. Democrats picked up like 100 seats in the House to have a bare majority there. They picked up enough seats to have a bare majority in the Senate. And by the 1932 election, they picked up like another 100 seats with FDR's running. And they basically had a filibuster-proof majority in the Senate. They had a more than a veto-proof majority in the House, and they were able to put the New Deal through. That's kind of what you're looking at's going to happen here. That's what you're looking at's going to happen if the Republicans don't try to keep the government open and try to look out for what's best for the American people. I mean, that's just kind of what they do. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer is primed to run for a leadership promotion in the aftermath of Kevin McCarthy's unprecedented removal of Speaker of the House. Once again, they've had votes to remove the Speaker. This is the first time it's actually succeeded. A source with direct knowledge confirmed to the Star Tribune that Emmer had started calling fellow House Republicans and is planning to try to run to become the next majority leader. The source said that Emmer supports current Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana in the Republican race for Speaker. The House Republicans are scrambling to find a path forward after McCarthy was removed as Speaker in the historic vote on Tuesday. A small group of Republicans teamed up with the House Democrats. Well, no, the Democrats, they didn't team up per se. They were basically, you know, the House Democrats weren't going to go out there. It was interesting. I've been reading a lot about McCarthy's massive mistake on going on CBS on Sunday morning after they passed the stopgap spending bill, and blaming the Democrats, who basically were the ones that saved that bill from getting passed, saying they were trying to stop the bill. And even she laughed at them and said, what are you talking about? The Democrats are the ones that got this passed for you. And that basically, that whole interview was enough for the Democrats to say, well, I mean, if this is the way he's going to treat us when we help him out, well, we're not going to help him out anymore. And so that was the end of, there was no, apparently that was a discussion that was on the Democratic side. And they basically said, oh, well, no, we're not going to help that guy. So, you know, it was basically eight Republicans. You know, when you have such a narrow majority, that's all it takes. I mean, they had what was seven votes. They got eight. No, it was, is it, what was the, what's the margin? How much do they have to have?
It's 222 to 213 is the margin. So I think you can lose five in that.
Five.
Scenario.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. They were at eight. All four Minnesota Republicans in the House sided with McCarthy. Emmer gave a speech before the vote, by the way, foreshadowing. Emmer gave a speech before the vote extolling the Speaker and praising the Republican majority's work so far. God, that was one of the funniest parts of the whole thing, with these Republicans saying, let's talk about all the things that Kevin McCarthy's done. He has? He's been there for like 8 months. You act as if basically it's you know... I mean, he's Churchill. Come on, man. He didn't do that much. Emmer is currently serving his fifth term in the House, led the House Republican campaign arm during the 2020 to 2022 cycles. How'd that go, by the way? Oh, that's right. They got their asses handed to them. At least here in the state of Minnesota, Republicans won back the majority of the last fall by a small number of seats. They were expected once again. This is Tom Emmer. He was in charge of this campaign. They were supposed to have a red tsunami. They barely have control of the House, and it's showing how much they can't do a damn thing. So, yeah, he failed spectacularly there. Followed that performance, Emmer won a competitive inter-party race to become the House Majority Whip. In the whip role, Emmer has the job of counting votes and building Republican support for legislation and the very thin majority. How's that going, by the way? Oh, that's right. The guy that you were banking behind just got voted out. So you're really doing a great job there, Whippy. So, I would be, I got to tell you the truth, I would be shocked. I got to tell you, this is just such a mess for them. Because it's clear there's only two paths that the next Speaker of the U.S. House is going to be able to go. Either, one, you make all these promises to get the Speaker role, and then immediately you realize, well, I can't get anything done if I'm demanding a 80% reduction in lower income education costs. So you're not going to be, you know, I'm not going to be able to get anything done there. Then on top of it, I mean, I need to get some things out of this bill. So I better be ready to negotiate, which immediately will get the ire of that far right group. Again, there'll be another call to replace the Speaker, and then comes the next guy to fail. Or you do what this far right of the party wants to do, which is to kill the system. And there is this simpleton mentality that you can just unplug things and things will go great. Things will go horribly and badly, and a lot of government services will not be available. But you see, is the Republicans, they are so determined to try to rub the Democrats' face in it that they will shut this government. I have zero doubt at this point. The government's going to shut down in mid-November. It's going to shut down, and it's probably going to be midsummer next year. And midsummer next year, they're going to basically get a word from their polling people who are saying, you are looking at 100 seats going to the Dems. You had better end this now and get out there and act as freaking bipartisan as you can, or you guys are done. And then they'll come out and they'll, and I said this yesterday, they'll come on out and what they'll do, they'll come out and they'll say, we made our point, and they'll try to run with it. That is going to be my guess. But I mean, I think that those are the only two paths you have. You try to do the job of the House, Speaker of the House, find compromise, work together with the other elements, and not try to force your agenda down their throat. Or you try to force their agenda down your throat, and you end up failing spectacularly. The stupid thing about the House Republicans is they seem to think that they can somehow shift the blame from themselves to other people. And that's just not true. And even with Fox and Newsmax and OAN and all these right-wing news outlets saying, well, they'll pass a bill. Why hasn't the Senate and the president signed it yet? The reality is no one's buying that because you got to work with the other side. Even the Senate Republicans are trashing the House Republicans right now. It is amazing. It is amazing. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Mental health and substance use disorders are complex, stigmatizing, and can be overwhelming issues for families to face. Finding the right diagnosis and care can sometimes feel impossible, especially when you don't know where to start looking. Hazelden Betty Ford understands what your family is going through. Hazelden Betty Ford's patient access team will direct you towards a clear path forward, in-network with most insurances. This message is brought to you by Hazelden Betty Ford, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
I'm the host of Exploring Sovereignty with Elizabeth. In this radio show and podcast, we have conversations with heart-centered thought leaders to explore their pathway to becoming free, and we will shine a light on what has been hidden, often in plain sight, what they pay attention to, and how it has transformed them and others into a higher level thinking and feeling state during this time of great change. Explore being consciously aware, authentically free, and courageously sovereign with us. Sundays at 11 a.m. on AM 950, and check out our early release episodes that drop Thursdays on your favorite podcast apps.
Are your remote workers putting your company at risk? Not sure what steps to take to secure your data? Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rimark. The Rimark team is guiding our clients through these difficult times. In fact, demand has been so high, we created an easy-to-follow guide with the 5 steps to securely work from home. It's yours free. Download our 5 steps to securely work from home now at RimarkIT.com or call 651-328-8900 for a no-cost how-to discussion.
Whether you rent or own a home, we all likely have nightmare stories about home maintenance, or what I like to call home cringe moments. Join me, your host, Katie Shahan, for the Yarlow Home Cringe Show. See what home cringe-worthy stories we have for you each week as we talk with local home service pros, learn best practices for winterizing your home, or what to look for after a hailstorm. Listen to the Yarlow Home Cringe Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. or on your favorite podcast app.
Twins win it yesterday. 3-1. God, they looked good yesterday. That play by Carlos Correa could be the greatest play a shortstop's ever made in a Twins uniform.
It's up there with, I know we're a little sports-centric here, but the Derek Jeter play when he threw out that guy in Oakland.
Yeah, running across the field and getting the ball that was foul and throwing it and conveying it there. No, yeah, that was as good as it gets. And Royce Lewis, man. That guy's going to be a superstar in this league.
That was a Kirby Puckett-like performance.
That was just that second home run. He didn't even look like he swung on it. I mean, that he just looked like he poked it, and it went into the upper deck in right field. Unbelievable. About 6 minutes, they start the next game, right?
That is correct, yep.
Gray, I've got faith in Gray. He's actually a better pitcher than Lopez. So, you know, hopefully the Twins can take care of business here, and then I think it's at Houston on Saturday, isn't it?
That's correct. If they win, they go to Houston.
For Saturday. They get a game on Saturday. So hopefully they get the win today and they can take a few days off. Because then I think that sets them up, because then it's Ryan would go first. And then you don't have to bring in Kenta Maeda yet. You can go back to Lopez and then to Gray for the home game here. And then think about, do you want to bring in Kenta Maeda if you need him at that point? So, you know, you kind of preserve, if you can get it today, you really kind of preserve things nicely for that series with Houston. So that's good news there. 952-946-6205. Before I get to Stein here, I do want to mention this. Someone's in trouble in her district. Remember how I talked about how these districts, these Republican safe districts, the problem is that the voters in these districts keep levitating towards the more extreme side of things. GOP U.S. House Rep. Michelle Fischbach will now have to contend with a primary challenge for a deeply red congressional seat. Steve Boyd, a small business owner from rural Kensington, Minnesota, announced his campaign earlier this week. In an interview with the Star Tribune, Boyd talked about election integrity, and he said he thinks that Donald Trump won the 2020 presidential election. By the way, FYI, Trump lost that election to Democrat Joe Biden. This is exactly what it sounds like. It's one of these delusional nutbags basically saying, you're not going out there and throwing yourself at the president to stop him and tell him to put Trump in office. Boyd, 38, who also falsely cast doubt on the safety and effectiveness of COVID-19 vaccines. The vaccines have proven critical in helping people around the country. Some may consider me extreme, Boyd said. I do. Everyone else? Yeah, okay. That's fine. I don't consider myself extreme by any means. Well, because you're a fool with myopic vision, okay? I just believe in fantasy vote counts and that there's zombie things and viruses. I don't know where you get the fact that I'm a loon ball. Actually, I don't know if he believes in the zombie thing. But he does think that COVID wasn't real. You would have been fun in the medieval times. The plague is a joke. It's not real. That would have been the end of you.
Anti-plaggers could have been out there in the Middle Ages.
I think blisters make a person more handsome. And who doesn't? Really?
Well, what's the equivalent of horse dewormer to save yourself in the Middle Ages?
Leeches. Oh, God. Maybe we're talking Middle Ages. Maybe the guy thought that's how you take care of COVID today was leeches. I don't know. Fischbach, who won her Western Minnesota congressional seat in 2020 election by defeating longtime Democratic incumbent Colin Peterson. And by the way, I love to take this moment to remind everyone in the Minnesota 7th District, you got rid of the head of the Ag Committee in the House who was diverting so much money to the Minnesota 7th Congressional District. And you guys said, we're going to get the same amount of money with a Republican. And you haven't even gotten close. And you're not about to get a brand new loon ball in there, because I guarantee you this guy's going to put the fear of God in Michelle Fischbach. Because I guarantee you all this zany stuff, it plays out there. Out in 7, it is going to play. So you're going to have an anti-vaxxer, loon ball, Trump loon guy running around the 7th District, and Michelle Fischbach is either going to have to become just like him to hold that seat, or else she's going to lose. I'm sure that he'll get as much money as Colin Peterson for that district. I can't guarantee it. You guys didn't make a mistake at all. Someday he'll make a night. In the hours after the January 6th Capitol insurrection, she voted against certifying Biden's win in Arizona and Pennsylvania because she's somewhat of a loon ball, too. Fischbach has gained stature in the House GOP by serving the Influential Rules Committee. Despite representing a farm-heavy district, Fischbach served for only one term on the Ag Committee and is no longer part of that House panel, now holding parts in the Ways and Means along with the Budget Panel and the Ethics Committee because basically she's not going to be able to deliver for you. Remember, she promised she was going to deliver for the Ag people. Oh. Yeah. Attempts to reach Fischbach's campaign were unsuccessful, and the representative did not comment when asked earlier this week on Capitol Hill. Fischbach easily won the second term in the 2020 midterms, but the latest financial report shows at the end of the June, Fischbach's campaign only had around $87,000 in cash. Really? Well, your district's doing great for you. But don't worry, I'm sure there's some dark money options that will funnel a ton of money in there. Well, maybe for your opponent. I don't know. Oh, 87,000. That tells you how much people like you. News release on Boyd's campaign website describes him as a Christian conservative husband and father of five who owns a turf management and mosquito control company serving residents of Douglas, Grant, Pope Stevens, and Swift counties. Boyd says he and Fischbach probably agree in principle on most issues, I would suspect. And so where I come in is more unwilling to lean into some of the more potentially more controversial issues, which once again, he doesn't think. He himself is admitting these are controversial issues, but earlier he said, I don't think I'm too extreme at all. Sure you're not. Sure you're not. You guys, you did this to yourselves, man. This is you did this to yourself. As a matter of fact, when we do return, we shall bring in Jeff Stein, and I'm sure he has some thoughts on the absolute howler monkey throwing feces exhibit that is the U.S. House right now and the Republican Party. We'll talk about that when we come back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hey, it's Patrick for Zero Res. Is your home ready for the holidays? Be honest, how does your carpet look and smell right now? Okay, maybe you have a carpet disaster on your hands, but that's why you should call my cleaning heroes at Zero Res. Some people hire a deal of the day carpet cleaner to save a little money, but trust shouldn't come that easily. Don't DIY it. Call Zero Res because you know it's safe and effective. That's why this month you can get 3-room Zero Resified starting at just $149 and take $75 off when you get your air duct Zero Res clean. Call Zero Res right now, 952-ZERO-RES, or go online to ZeroResMinnesota.com and say you want the AM 950 special. Spell it forward or backward, it's the same. Zero Res. Refresh, restore, and protect your investment. Call Zero Res to clean your business the right way so your floors and surfaces stay cleaner longer without the harmful chemicals the other guys use.
Cafe Latte offers made-from-scratch soups, salads, sandwiches, and mouth-watering desserts.
So come check out their pizza and wine bar, or get a treat from the bakery made fresh daily. Plus, you can still do online ordering and takeout, along with gift cards. Just go to CafeLatte.com and choose from their ever-changing selection of award-winning salads, sandwiches, and soups. Cafe Latte is located off Victoria and Grand and online at CafeLatte.com.
If you've made the decision to level your home and build new or to renovate, hire Better Futures Minnesota to take it apart by hand. Think before you scrap. Think of the energy and greenhouse gases saved by diverting what can be reused and recycled from the landfill. Better Futures Minnesota can do it for you. Hennepin County residents and public entities, there are funds available to make the environmentally right thing to do comparable to demolition. Check out BetterFuturesMinnesota.com. That's BetterFuturesMinnesota.com.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for partly cloudy skies today with a high near 65. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 52. And Thursday, sunny with a high around 61. Get a taste of authentic Szechuan and Mandarin cuisine at the Great Wall Restaurant. From hot and sour soup to Peking duck, they've got all of your favorites covered. Conveniently located just south of 50th and France in Edina, order for takeout or view the full menu at GreatWallEdina.com. That's GreatWallEdina.com.
Jeff.
Jeff Stein's our national and presidential expert, noted author. Find his books at Next Chapter Books and TotallyIowa.com. The Iowa Business Report, the Iowa Politics Report come to us from his flagship station, KXEL in Cedar Falls, Waterloo, where Jeff is right now. I'm guessing drunk. Jeff, how are you today, my friend?
Well, is it a day that ends in the letter Y?
Yes, it is. Well, then yes. Let's drink.
We started drinking early.
Get them lined up there. Didn't.
I mean, the way this show goes, usually, I figure you'd started before me.
It's shockingly, I don't drink anymore. I mean, I know that that's so people think meth, but no, it's not. It's just I'm just this way. So I
like to see when you say I don't drink anymore. And then the retort is, and I don't drink any less either. Yeah, it's the same amount.
OK, so I'll start off on friendly terms with the baseball playoffs now. Who is Iowa mostly rooting for? The Twins, do you know, or anything like that? Or is there any interest? I mean, do you know anything about sports? Can I ask that?
I used to know a lot about sports.
Yes.
And then when sports and politics got too mixed, it's like, okay, is this just craziness? So I literally was at the barbershop yesterday and I looked up and, okay, it's like Texas and Tampa Bay or whatever playing. I'm like, oh, okay. And then the thing comes on the screen saying, stay tuned. After that, it's somebody and the Twins. And I thought, is this 1965? The Twins are in the playoffs?
Okay, wow.
I was stunned by this.
65? Wow, you really have not paid attention to sports in a while, have you?
Harmon Killebrew was... No.
The killer from...
Here's my problem.
Yeah, okay.
All I knew about the Minnesota Twins this year, I learned by reading your tweets, your angry posts on X during the season. And near as I could tell that, you know, you had 100 losses and you were 40 games behind. How was I to know you were winning a division the way you were tweeting out?
Well, because we weren't. And you have to understand, it's like for like April and May, half of May, we were great. And then we were just garbage up until early August. And then all of a sudden, Royce Lewis came in and the clouds parted and this team became something a heck of a lot better. And
this should be pastoral music playing in the background.
Oh, harps and angels, my friend. Harps and angels.
And see, the problem is this used to be Twins country.
It did.
And then we relaxed border security on the eastern end of the state. And all of these stupid Cubs fans came in with all of their baggage. And then you've got the angry White Sox fans. And so they just kind of have their little, you know, backroom brawls. And you know, I don't know.
You get some of the Royals fans, too, which that's like, what's wrong with you? Oh,
anyway. Well, by the way, your I think it's Class A team for the Twins. Is in Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, see, they've the Colonels down there. They've been down there for years.
Haven't they? Cedar Rapids Colonels. Yeah. And that would be Colonels as in corn, not as in Sanders.
As in, not as in delicious bucket of chicken. No, not that's they've been down there forever. And you know, you guys, now that they've got their AAA team in St. Paul, the St. Paul Saints are now their AAA team. It's nice to have these kind of stopping points that are near Minneapolis so they can easily send them down there really easy.
You've got a relationship. And I know in our sports report this morning, our anchor pointed out when so-and-so, I don't even know who it was, when so-and-so was with the Cedar Rapids Colonels, he dreamed one day of whatever it is he did yesterday. And so, yes, there is that connection.
It had to be Royce Lewis, by the way. It had to be Royce Lewis. Yeah.
I suppose that would have required me to pay attention and then retain the information, and I did neither. But do you know who the mascot is of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, which, again, is corn, not Sanders?
Isn't it a big ear of corn?
It's a big ear of corn. And do you know what his name is?
Oh, no. Cobby?
It should have been. It really should have. Instead, it's Mr. Shucks.
Really? No, it should be Mr. Cobby. Shucks. Is his first name Cobby Shucks? He could run for office.
That close.
Yeah.
I don't know him on a first name basis. I've never met him, but I know it's Mr. Shucks. God. And as we were talking here, wasting people's time, it occurred to me that there'd be a great promotion for Mr. Shucks to come out with a bucket of chicken. Wouldn't that be great?
Well, Cobby Shucks sounds like a manager in baseball from like 1920. He does.
It's Gabby Hartnett and Cobby Shucks.
And he ran the Cleveland Spiders back when. You know, that's exactly. All right.
Well, the Spiders. Nicely done. Thank you. Well, good work out of you.
All right. This is, let me go for this. Far right representatives who orchestrated McCarthy's removal would have never been allowed to run for office 30 years ago. But with Newt Gingrich, the party changed their qualifications for those who could run. The best Republican candidates were no longer based on quality, but unrelenting zealotry. On top of that, through obscene partisan gerrymandering, Republicans created safe GOP seats where a turnip with an R could win, with extremism being preferred, while at the same time using the far-right media to convince Republican voters that working with the other side was for losers. The real leaders forced their will onto the other side, trying to rub Democratic politicians' faces into Republican lunatic bravado. At least 30% of Republican voters don't want anything outside of seeing Democrats and their perceived enemies suffer, creating a self-feeding vicious circle of validation for the extremist friend's politician. And that's how you got into this situation, because I can't...
this is a mess. And yesterday was as much as some, you know, Gates was running around saying this was validation. The reality is even the Senate Republicans are calling these guys a bunch of a laughingstock and a joke. And I just don't know how the heck they get out of their own way at this point.
What do Ilhan Omar and Matt Gaetz have in common?
They both voted to get rid of Kevin McCarthy yesterday.
That's it. That's the one thing they have in common. And if you're a Gaetz supporter or you're looking at this gang of eight or whatever, just think about this. The one thing that those people agreed upon was to get rid of Kevin McCarthy. It wasn't for the far on each side to get together and agree on farm bill that will take care of producers and food insecurity. No, that's not where they aligned forces. They aligned forces on getting rid of Kevin McCarthy so that Matt Gaetz could settle a personal score.
Let's be careful there. The Democrats didn't do that. I think the Democrats angry at him after the CBS appearance, where he blamed the Democrats after the Democrats saved his butt on the spending extension, I think that it sounds like that actually caused the Democrats to say, okay, we're not going to help you at all.
You could have called this vote 3 days after whatever it was, the 58th ballot or whatever it took, okay? And Democrats would have voted 100% against McCarthy. Why? Because they believe in party unity, and they knew that this was the trap. And those eight Republicans walked right into it.
Yes,
it I'm is. Not being critical of the Democrats on this.
No.
But, I mean, when somebody like Gaetz comes across the aisle and says, hey, I got this idea. You're like, well, you go, girl. You know, I mean, how do you not just say, I'm sorry, Kevin, because you're not sorry. But here's the thing. And we talked about this. What is this month? October. 9 months ago. Kevin McCarthy had a goal. Little Kev had a goal when he was growing up. He wanted to be Speaker of the House. That's it. He had no agenda, no plan, no idea of actual governance. He wanted to be Speaker of the House. His best day was when he got to hold the gavel. Mm-hmm. There was no plan. So what did he do? He made all sorts of deals with the enemies from within. So he got to be Speaker. If you don't know what you want to do when you get it, it's pointless. And I have used this analogy multiple times today. It's like the dog who chases a car. And certain Subaru ads notwithstanding, dogs can't drive cars. And so what happens when the dog chases the car and catches it? Oh, my God, I got what I wanted, but what do I do with it? That was McCarthy's problem then, and that's now this gang of eight's problem now. Because who in the blazes, other than Matt McNeil, is the logical choice to be Speaker of the House?
Well, and we'll get to that because it looks like a few people are lining up for it. But, sure. I mean, John Boehner, if John Boehner was still in charge of the House, and by the way, there is no one on the Republican side that has the determination and because he understood the role of the Speaker. If John Boehner was there, those 40 people on the right would be sitting down, shutting up, and doing exactly what he says. This does have to deal a lot with the fact that there is an incredible void of leadership in the House Republican Party right now. And everyone's just kind of looking around at each other saying, Do you want to do it? And they're expecting someone to come up and become something like Boehner, who wasn't really a great speaker, but he knew how to run his own caucus, for God's sakes.
Well, okay, now that's the whole point. And as opposed to Tom Emmer, with all respect to people in Minnesota, your whip has to be able to count. And that has always been, with due respect, his problem when they were bringing things to the floor. It's like, well, I don't know why it didn't pass. Because you couldn't count.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so the fact that he quickly got out of the way on the race for speaker, good move, very good move. We had heard this back in January with that was Tom Emmer calling me just now.
Jeff?
He wanted equal time. When it was ballot number, I don't know, 6, 7, 8, and there was talk of, maybe the Republicans should float somebody else. And people went to Scalise and people went to Jordan and they were like, no, I'm not tossing McCarthy under the bus because he's our best chance to sort of kind of, I don't know, it was weird loyalty. Okay. Now that he's out of the way, now comes the interesting part, because be careful what you wish for. You wanted to get rid of Kevin McCarthy. And by the way, if you went down the list of Freedom Caucus members, Vast majority of them voted to keep him yesterday. Why? Not because they loved him, but the timing was bad. I don't know how many of them I heard in various sound bites saying, I don't like Kevin McCarthy. I think he's a waste. But this is not the time to do this. Do it after we get the budget, if that doesn't turn out well. Okay, but, you know, I don't care that Jim Jordan won a national wrestling title. That doesn't mean he's going to put Gates in a headlock and get him to toe the line. Scalise, nothing wrong with Scalise. He is battling lymphoma, and but he's in. But I just don't think that the next Sam Rayburn is not coming out of this bunch. Nope. All right, and I know I just crossed party lines, but you get the idea.
There's Tip O'Neill in there.
There's nobody in there who is the logical next choice. That's why I wonder, would they be smart picking someone? And I don't have a name, but who works behind the scenes, who's not Mr. Soundbite, Ms. Soundbite, not flashy, a name that you'd have to go, wait, who? That might be the person that's needed right now. Because do we really need a flashy speaker?
I don't know, but who wants it? Okay, well, I'll get to that here in a second.
Who wants it?
Yeah. Here's a quote from Representative Kelly Armstrong, the Republican from North Dakota. The incentive structure in this town is completely broken. We have descended to a place where clicks, TV hits, and the never-ending quest for the most mediocre taste of celebrity drives decisions and encourages juvenile behavior. I couldn't agree more with the statement. He understands exactly what the problem is. But right now, what you've got is this, is that most of the Republicans will go along with those 40 or so extremist far-right Republicans, while at least 8 of those far-right Republicans will not go along with the rest there. And when you're looking at a 5-seat margin, well, there's your math right there. I think that's it. I mean, you've got these people that do not care about the party. They only care about this self-cycling media stream where they are beloved by their trolls, and that's it.
Well, first of all, with regard to the quote from the member of Congress, well, this just in.
Yeah.
I mean, that didn't just happen yesterday.
Well, and also, can we point out, this guy was an unapologetic Trump, supporter. And this is really what kind of got us here, is this idea that a guy that was so clearly flawed was never held accountable by his own party. Well, this is how you get to the point where we're at right now.
Well, how do you hold him accountable when he wins primaries and caucuses? You know, I mean, this is one of the problems that you have. If you're I don't even know what phrase to use, mainstream Republican, Bush Republican, I mean, all of these folks who wave nicely at Trump when he can raise money for them, but then, they're glad to see him lose in 2020. Okay, that's fine, but you've got to bring the voters along with you. Look at the Republican race right now. Worst case scenario in the polls are crap, but still polls, Trump's ahead of any Republican challenger by 40 points. Not that he has 40 points, he's ahead by 40 points. Those are the voters. All right, and so if all of these Republicans can't make the case to voters, what are they supposed to do? With regard to your point about you've got the 40 here on the far right and 8 of the 40 are the ones. Right. And if McCarthy had articulated a real vision as opposed to I'm in favor of nice weather and apple pie and rainbows, then they might have had a bigger majority. And then you could have absorbed the 5 or 8 or however many.
But you see, that's the problem.
It's the same math the new person's going to have, right?
Yeah.
And that's your point. The math didn't change. The personalities didn't change. And the problem is the 8 on the right got their pelt. They got the trophy. You think they're going to sit back and go, okay, now we're going to take a back seat?
Yeah.
They're more emboldened than ever.
Well, and they're reminiscent of early American political parties where there really wasn't a coalescing. It was just kind of a bunch of guys that had the same idea. But that's where the Republican Party is digressing in front of us. And it's becoming this party of individuals who occasionally come together when they need to, but not really. You know, they'll act like they're friends, but they're not there. They're all in it for themselves. And so it really is digressing. Here's your problem. Here's when you look at what's going on here, let me look at the transmission. Let me tell you what the problem is here. Your next speaker is going to have to do one of two things.
they're either going to have to A, do what a speaker does, realize I can't just force my way, my agenda down anyone's throat. I got to get through a Senate. I got to get a presidential signature, and I can't override a veto. So I got to work with the other side, which means the second that they do that, they're going to get bounced and they're going to be looking for another person as speaker. Or they're going to do what I'm going to guess they're going to do. They're going to curtail their agenda to that far right, extreme right, because they're just basically going to say, okay, fine, shut down the government. Government gets shut down for 6, 7, 8 months till next year when it's summer and they're realizing they're looking at a butt kicking on par with 1930, 1932. And then they frantically come on out and try to act like, oh, we've always been bipartisan. And the reality is I think that those are the only two paths forward. So if it's Scalise or Jordan or anyone, there's the trap that they have. They're either going to get bounced within a few weeks, or they're basically going to get bounced badly when the American population votes them out in mass.
A lot of people in the last day have said they got to get rid of this motion to vacate with only one person. All right, correct me if I'm wrong. When Nancy Pelosi was speaker, well, first of all, the motion to vacate had been only required one person for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And I believe it was during the Pelosi, and this is not a criticism, I believe it was changed to you need five. Okay. So here's the thing. There are a lot of people, get rid of it. You need much more than one. All right. How about five? They'd have gotten five because they had eight vote against him. So again, you know, I mean, you have to think a little more deeply on this where, well, is that darn Matt Gaetz? No, it was Matt Gaetz and seven other people. And so this is your problem. Do you then say, okay, we need 10 out of the 435? I mean, they've put themselves in a corner. Frankly, I'm surprised Jim Jordan is even sniffing at this.
I too.
I don't know that I understand that. Well, you know what it is? It's Ukraine. And that's what this is all going to come down to. I just noticed that I'm like jabbing my pencil at the screen at you. I'm sorry. It's very rude.
I don't know why you're doing that, Jeff.
Well, there's a whole host of reasons. Too much coffee, probably. But Jordan doesn't want to fund Ukraine. Scalise is more open to the topic. That's what I think. That's what's going to be interesting if they supposedly are having. This is just so silly. Okay, no speaker. Let's go home for a week. Shut up. Are you kidding me? As opposed to sit in a room and figure it out. I got an email from a news release from a member of Congress who flew home today and immediately set up trips to three counties tomorrow. To do what? Be proud? Anyway, that's a whole different issue. But so they're going to get together next Tuesday night, and let's say it's only the two. So it's Scalise and it's Jordan. They each make their case, a little town hall in front of the caucus, then they vote on Wednesday. How that comes out is the prediction of what happens with Ukraine funding. Mm-hmm. I will just, because to me, well, if Scalise wins, there may be funding. If Jordan wins, that's going to be the priority, because the problem, as you have identified it accurately, he said, jabbing the pencil again at the screen, is that what's the goal? What is the goal? Is it to cut funding? Is it to do border security? Is it to, you know, And this is one of the big problems. If the big issue is border security, then you're going to have to take some funding for Ukraine. But you've got to decide what it is that's your main issue. And instead, mm-hmm. the main issue is, how many hits did I get on Newsmax and Fox?
Exactly. And we got to take a quick break here. But I will say this. Too many Senate Republicans want that money for Ukraine. So I know where are they going to go with this? All right, we'll take a break. Come on back. Jeff Stein here on our Wednesday, 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
'23 is here, and you can make it the year of the eagle with the National Eagle Center. You and your family can enjoy exciting eagle experiences, including field trips, private habitat tours, and exclusive behind-the-scenes tours. Meet live eagles up close, view bald eagles and golden eagles in the wild, and receive personal one-on-one education with dedicated and knowledgeable eagle experts as you journey into the world of eagles like never before. Learn more and plan your unforgettable eagle experience today at nationaleaglecenter.org/experiences.
When a drunk driver hit my car, the structural integrity and safety features of my Toyota Sienna saved my life. I will always own one. That's it. That's the ad. I don't think I need to add anything else, but I'll gladly mention their sales team is attentive and friendly. Their service department is the best in the state, and their vehicles, you can put a lot of faith in the quality and safety of a Toyota vehicle. The structural integrity and safety features of my Toyota Sienna saved my life. I will always own one. That says it all. Rudy Luther Toyota, 5 miles west of Minneapolis on 394.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? You really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the Jeff Stein segment here for you on a Wednesday. So, Jeff, Trump is really kind of pushing the borders here. I mean, I think what happened yesterday where he basically attacked a court worker during the court case at noon and was pulled aside by the judge and said, no, this is not going to fly. I'm not going to have you basically dragging court employees, you know, and threatening them or endangering them no matter what. It's not, you're not, because no one has tried to rein this guy in. Like I said, you had a chance back in 2015, 2016 to rein this guy in. No one did. You should have done that because now these courts are going to do it. And I don't know if you'll ever get to a point where they'll put him in jail for a night or something. But the reality is that he is starting to dance on some real thin lines. And God forbid someone actually with a MAGA hat starts attacking court personnel, because then you're going to almost force the courts to have to put him, you know, have some sort of punishment for his actions.
When you've never been told no in your life, it's hard for others to rein you in. And I think it's fair to say that Mr. Trump has never been told no, whether it was financing, whether it was, I mean, anything. And I draw the line at personal attacks like that. Here's the other thing, though, as a lawyer, what in the world? The judge is hearing the case. The judge makes the decision. You've already said that the judge is a biased hack. So already good work there. And then you start tearing into the civil servants or the public employees or however you want to phrase it. Oh, boy, it gets so hard to defend that kind of action. See, it's one thing when it's Rosie O'Donnell. Let's go back 20 years. Mm-hmm. It's one thing when he and Rosie O'Donnell had their little spat, because they both can command attention as public figures. You start bringing court personnel in, that's much more problematic. I mean, just but here's the thing. So fine, he's daring. He's already said he's not afraid to go to prison. He's daring them to put him in jail for a night, because what do you think is going to happen to the fundraising? And that is a sad commentary.
Well, but I'm actually starting to wonder, it doesn't matter. I'm starting to think that it gets to a point here where no matter how much fundraising he does, his image is taking so much of a tarnish. Miley comes on out, basically says we don't very, very much clearly addresses Trump when he says we do not, you know, throw our support behind a fascist. Kelly comes on out basically saying all his comments about, you know, disrespecting the veterans and disrespecting the troops are true. You know, stuff like this, you know, it only going to get him so far. And I think that as you watch this fight in the House, I think it predicates the fact that I think enough moderate Republicans are just tired of this. I'm just tired of 8 years of this crap.
Well, here's the thing. He stayed out of this House issue, and that's kind of interesting, isn't it? McCarthy did not ask for his help, which I found interesting in hindsight. I think McCarthy had his belly full of it. Just that's fine. Just take it. It's not such a great view up here. You don't need Milley. You don't need Kelly. You don't need any of those people. If the behavior of the individual, like what you started this segment talking about, he'll follow that way. He's not going to follow the other way with the voters. And that's ultimately what it comes down to. I think if his behavior continues in this way, he becomes his own best asset and worst detriment.
Well, and I think it's Yeah, he's basically digging himself a big hole, and I know he thinks it's gonna, there's going to be some rainbow to get him out of it, but I just don't see that. All right, we re-air this interview on the weekend. The Iowa Politics Report with Jeff will re-air that. We'll post that all tonight on social media. Jeff, we'll talk to you next week. Hour 2, that's up next.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak.
And I'm Adam Ostrowski.
We are here at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces to talk about the joy of live fire cooking. Cooking over a live fire is the oldest and most basic form of cooking.
What's new is in the way fire is handled and its heat is managed.
It's easier to experience and enjoy the smell and taste of food cooked over a live fire.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces sells and installs live fire grills, fire pits, and ovens. Let us help you experience the smell, the taste, the fun of cooking with fire.
Pizza was first made and is still best made in an open fire oven. The radiant and conductive heat of a live fire is unmatched for wood roasting and baking artisan breads too.
Come see the many ways you can cook over a live fire.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces has over 35 working wood and gas units on display at the corner of East Franklin and Riverside Avenue in Minneapolis. More information at woodlandstoves.com.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.